All right, let's rev another one of these up. Why don't we? It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Thursday's show, March 26th. Honestly, never a better time to be a radio consumer. There's less commercials, there's more music, there's more content. And speaking of the latter, that's what we assemble here for you every single day post-show. Local news is pretty much no more. That's where we started off today. Before hearing about a Pillsbury promise and openly coking back in the day with Don Henley, actor Michael Rapaport had a PSA that we shared. And we hit the phones to hear about your annoying newfound coworkers while working from home. Okay, they're really your kids and your pets, but we wanted you to refer to them as your coworkers. Had some funny calls about that. We shared some great social distance pickup lines on Cindy Graham. I think she was taken by us. Judge for yourself, though. Speaking of women, Tammy Pascatelli, she was flirty towards us today. And we once again rounded up some good news because God knows you could use some of that these days. Here's what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
There is no other news anymore. If you turn on the news, it's just, you know, Corona report after Corona report. You know, barely, I mean, local news is barely making it on the air because of the White House press conferences. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think last night Channel 6's 6 o'clock news might have been 10 minutes long. They came in to two headlines. They came in to two headlines, weather by.
Wow. Is there even a sports guy anymore, or is he just off?
I've been seeing Jamie Apodi, but they're covering stories of like what a lot of high school sports kids are doing.
Okay.
Just human interest stories, kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. But I started thinking about it, and, you know, it seems that every time we turn around, there's some sort of breaking news happening. Meanwhile, we've got tens of thousands of listeners who are sheltered in their homes, mm-hmm. working from home, and all of a sudden they have coworkers that they weren't counting on before.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
yes. Or maybe your plans have changed and the way you go through your life has changed. So I set up a phone line here at the station. The number is 484-434-1932. And what we want you to do is call that number, right, and give us the breaking news of what's happening in your life.
Okay.
So, like, I'll throw it to you, and you know, whoever the person will be, Jenks, thanks, John. My kid and I just made some pancakes, and later we're going for a walk in the park.
Okay,
right, back to you, John. And we'll just find out what people are doing, just the simple stuff that they're doing. You know, just like whatever you're up to, whatever your plan for the day is, call the number 484-434-1932, and we'll make your news breaking news.
Hey, John.
Everybody
it's
Steve. Wants.
What's that?
Hey, John, it's Steve. I just burnt my tongue on a hot coffee.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
With everything that's going on in the world, you need a little plus now and then. You know, you need a little something to look forward to, something to raise your spirits. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, the folks at Pillsbury want you to know that by the end of summer, you will have safe cookie dough to eat.
What? Is it contaminated now?
No. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. They changed the recipe, right? They changed the recipe. They're using heat-treated flour and pasteurized eggs to eliminate the risk of salmonella.
Right. I eliminated that risk years ago by just ignoring it.
That'll always work.
I'll take the risk.
When it's fresh, you probably can get away with it. Sure. But when it's been around for a while, you know, because sometimes you buy that Pillsbury cookie dough, you put it in a refrigerator, it can be there for months.
Yeah.
Right, you know, before you go to it, and it might not be the best thing to eat raw. Although I have to tell you, I've never been that much of a cookie dough fan. I mean,
you
like if we were making them,
sure,
homemade,
I would do that.
It's got to be homemade,
right? You know, no. I'm talking about, but if you're using the Pillsbury,
yeah,
right.
I've never had that.
If we were you've never had that?
No, not raw cookie dough.
You
from
monster!
Wow.
Who am I working?
Are you kidding
with?
Me?
Wow.
Do you know anything about the Gibsons? We spell everything with generic.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
The Boys of Summer from Don Henley. My buddy, Don Henley.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I have to admit, I'm making this reference because the other day I couldn't remember.
You'll never forget his name, John.
I'll never forget his name again. I couldn't remember his name. And as we just started to talk about this, I remember going to a music convention at in Los Angeles. And sitting at a table me, two other people, and Don Henley. And I can't remember who the two other people are. And Henley. And, oh, my God, he was so wired on coke.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
And, you couldn't sit still.
Yeah, right. You know, and I was like,
Fidgeting.
Share a little, bud.
Seriously. You know? Quit excusing yourself to go to the bathroom.
No, not even. No, that wasn't
really
happening.
Just under the table, bumpity bump.
Under the table.
There was a thing back then, and we're talking about, like, you know, the early 80s, especially like 82 to 85, right? People in the music business openly did coke in front of each other.
Like it was lighting up a cigarette.
Right. I had Jerry Garcia in the studio one day, and the entire interview, all the time I'm talking to him, you know, I would ask him a question, he would say something, and then I was asking, as I'm asking the next question, you hear...
Did he have the pinky?
Yeah. And it was like, share,
that's
you bastard,
so
share.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Remember when Michael Rappaport was on here? Actor Michael Rappaport was on a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, probably a month.
Was it the end of the year or was
it
the new year?
It was something like that a few months ago.
All right. You know, a great actor. You know, I loved him. He did this movie with Stallone called Copland that was like, and everybody and his mother was in that movie. Right, but he was great in that, and he had like a big role on Friends.
I think so.
Yeah,
I'm not
it
the
was
Friends.
Lisa Kudrow's boyfriend or something like that.
Well, you know, he's got a really popular podcast, and he decided that in true Michael Rappaport form, right, he should do a PSA about coronavirus and keeping your kids inside and stuff like that. But like I said, folks. This is. I hope I got all the bleeps in the right places.
Get my dump button.
Oh, boy.
Get the dump
button. Get in position,
ready.
Steve.
All right, because he does it in true Michael Rappaport form.
Now you need to get on some tough, old school 1930s. Okay, parents, be responsible for your kids. All right. Please stay inside, you guys. You don't understand all that. Get your little dirty, grubby, selfish, YOLO. Dumb tattooed faces in the house. Okay? If you see my sons outside, drop kick them in the neck. Get your kids in the house. Stop asking questions. Little spoiled little can't be nice to these little motherfuckers anymore. You're gonna see these PSAs. I'm not doing it. My PSA is get your in the house, you little selfish motherfucker. You. This is a public service announcement from me, Michael Rappaport.
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Binging on TV. This virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. But there's booze in the blender. Had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault!
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
You know, I was thinking about this morning, and it's definitely going on at Steve's house. Kristen is working from home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right?
Yes,
and Lauren is off because of the newborn.
She'd be off anyway, though, because all schools are closed.
Yep. Right. Because I'm wondering, you know, with many people working from home now, there's got to be, all of a sudden, you've got, you know, distractions that have not been there before.
Yes.
I told you a story yesterday about how this dog sprained his tail. Because he's so excited that everybody's around, and he's wagging his tail so much, he hurt his tail. He sprained his little puppy tail.
Yeah, this has all kinds of unintended consequences.
Right. All right. So here's a question I have for everyone this morning. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and tell us what annoying thing your kid, your spouse, your pet has done, but refer to them as your coworker. All right. So seeing that you're best in this boat, Steve.
Well, God, I got so many. All right. So the other day I had to shave a dingleberry out of my coworker Dublin's butt. Shave it out.
Yeah, to shave it out.
Yeah,
that's against policy.
I had to go talk to HR after that.
Oh my God.
For those who don't know, Dublin is not a child, it's his dog. Okay.
From what my wife tells me, her coworker James spent all day punching a balloon, uh-huh. and when she took it away from him, he wouldn't stop crying.
Okay. All right.
Tough day at the office.
Okay. So what is it for you folks? Call us here in the office, in the studio, and from your home office.
Yes.
All right, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Tell us the annoying thing that your kid, your spouse, or your pet has done while you're working at home, but refer to them as your coworker. 215-263-WMGK.
The All-American Boy.
John DeBella. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So it's Steven Tyler's birthday, so we figured let's make it all about Steven Tyler and Aerosmith today. And you know the way the vocal fades in and then sort of stretches out in Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion in the beginning of that? Well, Steven Tyler says that the idea for the opening was inspired by an old B-side by a band that they are often compared to, especially in their early days. Here's Steven.
I was inspired by the Rolling Stones song, We Love You, you know, and they come in from far away. And that was my original idea for Sweet Emotion. That's one of the places it came from.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, you know, I know that you're not like, you know, the, well, you're not even the go out type, let alone the go out to a bar type. Right. But can you imagine what it would be like if the bars weren't closed and we had this going on?
Sure.
Right? And we had the ability to, you know, to be in a bar. Right. What would it be like for guys trying to pick up girls? All right.
You might as well.
You might. Right. Yeah. Well, here's what we're thinking. We've come up with some social distancing pickup lines.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to try to pick you up this morning.
Meow.
All right,
she's in. It's love.
Look at the bar. A little bar scene going on here.
I saw you from across the bar. Stay there.
All right. Dave,
baby, do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your Prince Charmin.
Nice.
Hey, hon, I have toilet paper.
Are you the coronavirus? Because you take my breath away.
You know, you smell so good. Is that Purell you're wearing?
I wash my hands even if there isn't a pandemic.
Now, Cindy, which guy would you
go with? Which guy would you go
with? Probably the last one.
I thought it would be the first one.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
Well, she was supposedly coming to the Keswick in a few weeks, but we don't know if that's going to happen at all at this time. She does have a new special that you can pick up on iTunes called the Way After School Special. Tammy Pescatelli is on the line. Hiya, Tammy.
Hi, baby. You know, listen, nothing's been canceled yet, so I don't know. Who knows?
Right? Okay. All right. Now, are you going to be able to get out of the house? You've got a wife and a husband, and you've got a child.
She has a wife?
Yeah, right.
Wow. I got a wife.
Awesome.
A child and a husband.
I wish I had a wife. I could use the help. It'd be nice to have someone else to help me around here. No, I have my son and my husband, and the Keswick was supposed to be like April.
Right.
I don't even know. I've lost the dates. I'm not even sure what today is, quite frankly. But I think we could all use a break and get some laughs. by then, so it'll be fine.
I have to figure by the time, you know, if it's mid or late April that you're going to be here, by that time you'll walk from Western Pennsylvania, right, to get to
right?
do that show.
I start. What people don't understand is, minus the fear, the sickness, the death, I'm enjoying being home because I've never been home for 10 weeks straight in my entire career.
Wow.
Life. Right, you know what I mean? I haven't spent 10 weeks straight with my husband, my son. It's going to be shocking to see what relationships are still standing at the end of this.
I was off for a week, and when it was over, my wife, that probably one of the greatest compliments I ever got from her was, you know, having you around for a week wasn't that bad.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to get voted off the island.
All right, so you went back to your old high school. I remember you telling me you were going to do this, to record this special. What were you like in high school?
Well, you know, I was captain of the cheerleaders, but I was in the smart classes. I also ran track, so I was friends with everybody, you know, just enough that I was friends with everybody. I was no homecoming queen or anything like that, but I was just enough that I was friends with everybody. And that was a cool place to be. So I had a great high school a couple of years. So it was fun for me, and I wanted to see everybody else. And it seems like because of Facebook, they all want to see everybody else too. But mostly for me, the onus was, and I don't know if you remember me telling you this, John, but I went to my guidance counselor in 10th grade, and I said, I want to be an actress. And I grew up in a little suburb, small town outside of Cleveland, about 30 minutes out of downtown Cleveland. And she said, you're from here. No one from here has ever been on TV. If you want to be on TV, you're going to have to rob a bank.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I decided I'm going to go back. I'm going to put everybody in town who wants to be on TV on TV. I took kids from the high school, had them work right alongside of the professional. And I was going to tell her off, but she was dead.
You win.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm so old. That's like, you'll see me in the special. I put my cheerleading uniform on for the little skit at the top and the little end credits and stuff and have fun. And it's my real cheerleading uniform.
That might be more than I can handle. You in a cheerleader outfit? Oh, that's...
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, John. Let's put this into perspective. Because when I put it on, I was like, wow, this is great. I was feeling so good about myself. I'm like, I'm in my old cheerleading uniform. And then the elastic disintegrated and it fell apart.
Again, something I would have liked to have seen. Well, hopefully we're going to see you in April and definitely have you come by the studio if you're going to do that Keswick gig. But until then, folks, Tammy Pescatelli's Way After School special is available now on iTunes. I look forward to seeing you hopefully next month.
Me too. You know, if I'm there, I'll be there in studio with you. Probably in studio, at your house.
Right, more than likely.
Out with your wife.
Yeah, right. I'll just, John, you go do something. We'll play together. Okay, fine.
I love you. Say hello to everyone.
I will. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DiBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
We started asking about this morning. We want to do something in 810 with it. Many people who are working at home now, all right, well, you probably have some distractions you're just not used to. So tell us about the annoying thing that your kid, your spouse, your pet has done, but refer to them as your coworker. All right. Now, one of Steve's coworkers, he had to remove dingleberries.
Yeah,
from his butt.
From his butt. Right. I got another good one. My wife's coworker, Steven, walked down the steps 3 times with his pants and underwear at his ankles and said, "I pee-peed standing up." 3 times. It's weird office behavior, but he did it.
He's the cool guy in the office. I'm going to hang with him.
So what is it for you? We're dying to know. So tell us about the annoying thing that your kid, your spouse, your pet has done, but refer to them as your coworker. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We now go into the shut-in's house. All right. And, you know, nothing's different for Cindy, really.
Nope.
It's really.
She'd have no idea this was even going on.
Right.
If it weren't for the news.
Right, if it wasn't for the rest of the family being in the house.
Exactly.
Why are all you guys home? I miss D.
Well, he's there for all your AC/DC news when needed.
Yeah, that's
late
true.
Breaking AC/DC news. AC/DC we should have him call the breaking news line.
Well, you know, I grew up with him.
Yeah, he was a Long Island kid, right?
Yeah, he was a Long Island kid. He was in, you know, and Twisted Sister was just a local band.
Did he always dress like that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Did every Long Island kid go through a drag phase?
No. It was just the guys in
the
band.
I'll find those pictures, John. Right. I will find them.
Johnny Moonbeam. That exists,
but no. No, there's no
drag
pictures.
We just ran that Moonbeam clip, by the way.
Did you have that in the best of?
Yeah,
it was great.
All right. 37 degrees outside right now. A sunny day. Temperature getting up near 60 degrees. I don't know if the text board is working. We have not gotten a text in a couple of hours.
Look, John,
now.
Look out the window.
I know.
There's
I know.
Nothing. Look, that's the first car I saw all day.
So, and we've got the bright side coming up. So if you got something you want to say on the bright side, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. I have an interesting story about the bright side coming up in just a little bit. But we've been asking people this morning to call in and give us an idea of, well, now that you're at home working, you have coworkers you have not counted on before. Mm-hmm. And it's very possible that it could be a kid, it could be your spouse, it could be a pet that's getting very annoying. But I want you to refer to them as your coworker. All right? And the phone lines are lit up, and we've got Ed here. Morning, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well as well. So tell me, what is the annoying thing that your new coworker has done to you?
My coworker drank all the water out of my toilet after my daughter left the prize in there.
Yes. Your daughter needs to learn how to shut the lid.
Oh, she's 11. And believe me, I've yelled at her several times for that, and it doesn't seem to work.
Have a great morning. Debbie, what did your coworker do?
She's such a catty person that every time I get out of my chair, she jumps in it for the warmth.
How warm is the chair? Is the whole chair warm or just one small spot?
Just the bottom part where my butt's been.
I see.
All the farts.
Jody, what about your coworker?
Okay, my coworker at 7 o'clock this morning in 37 degrees dragged me outside to discuss trenching from the house into the front yard to hide drains.
Coworker's name?
Dale.
Dale needs to go have a chat with the boss.
I would think so.
Okay, Phyllis, tell us about your coworker.
My coworker continues to jump up on the table where I am working, lay on his back, put his legs and feet up in the air, steal my paperwork, run across my computer.
Seems like your coworker needs a better litter box.
He's got the best litter box. He's very spoiled. He's just overweight. He's 16 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I think you need a new computer. You say you walked across it.
Maggie, what's going on with your coworker?
Oh, God, I can't wait to go back to work. Mine is leaving dirty dishes all over the house, all in the sink. I need a dishwasher. Please help me.
Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
So, Dan, what about your coworker?
Well, I have two coworkers, and I have to keep programming them and reprogramming them to do certain things, and they keep, instead of serving me beer and ask for beer, they give me wine. When I ask them to do something like clean or cook or something, they do different things. Trying to tweak them and reprogram them to do the right thing, you know, but they just, I don't know.
All right, we get it. Hey, Mary Beth, tell us about your coworker.
Well, I have two coworkers, but one of them has learned to tell time and has decided that between 3 and 3:30 every afternoon that I can no longer keep my hands on my keyboard.
Really?
And the problem there is I work until 4.
Really productive final hour there.
Yeah, so no.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
I came across some stories this morning, you know, when everything is going on with this coronavirus. Right. All we keep getting is this sad news. Well, there's a lot of good news happening out there and a lot of nice things that people are doing for each other. So we pulled a few of them up. What'd you find, Steve?
So an easy way to do something nice, it's a new trend they're calling bear hunts. You put a teddy bear in your window so that kids can walk by and count how many they find. It's based off of a book called We're Going on a Bear Hunt.
We're going. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Got that one. That's cool.
You got that book?
Yeah.
All right.
There's a song and everything, but I won't sing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was hoping for that over Baby Shark.
Yeah. Wait for commercials.
All right. There's a tugboat in London on that's going wrong the liver, the River Thames.
Okay.
Going up and down the length of London, playing "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life."
No,
right, on speakers.
That is so British. I love that.
It's great. It's great. What do you have?
Budweiser, their sports marketing budget this year was $5 million. Uh-huh. And yesterday they announced they're just going to donate it all to the Red Cross.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yep.
Just that's really cool.
$5 million.
And then this morning, my son went to the Berklee School of Music up in Boston. And mm-hmm. you've seen these things before, these videos online of somebody does like four parts, right? You know,
like Brady Bunch style.
Like a Brady Bunch style, yeah. Something like that. Well, somebody at Berklee got 74 students to do the Burt Bacharach song, "What the World Needs Now is Love." All right?
Sweet Love. Yeah.
Love, Sweet Love. Listen to this. I mean, this is only part of it. But it's 74 people. We put the link up on our Facebook page.
There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
They're all in different locations. Everybody's out of school, and he got everybody to put it, send in a clip. And we're talking orchestra size. I mean, listen to this when this picks up. I got to tell you, I watched this morning. I got a little teary-eyed.
Yeah?
It really is. It's beautiful.
It's really cool. And right? Shout out to whoever mixed that.
Yeah, whoever mixed that did a great job. Whoever edited it did a great job. We've got it on the Facebook page. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. It is what the world needs now. Along with $1,500 per family, $500 for kids. You guys about to buy me a cake or something.
Nope.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.